Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Football Friday Night on WRCO is sponsored by Richland County Bank, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Muscadet Mini Mart, Arneson Service and Repair, Meister Log and Lumber, Pratt Funeral Service, and People's Community Bank.
All across the state on Football Friday Night, along with Dan Pfeiffer, my tag team partner, and Jeff Orlowski, Pipe Bomb, doing a heck of a job, as always, keeping us on track and doing the busy work of this show. All right, let's continue the scoreboard. As I mentioned, the Cloverbelt Conference, the big one there, Stanley Boyd did defeat Mondovi 18-12. Heart of the North Conference, St. Croix Falls defeats Northwestern 28-6. It was Sparta in the Mississippi Valley, the Sparta Spartans 49-21, downing Toma. Also in the Wisconsin Valley, Marshfield sent Eau Claire Memorial down to their fourth loss. Marshfield gets their first win, 50-30 over the Old Aves.
Fun night around the state. You know, week four of conference play, if you can get out to a 2-0 start against your conference foes, it is a big deal, a big first step towards securing that spot in the postseason. Some of these teams that can get that 2-0 start, if you're thinking going into the year that maybe you're a little bit questionable about facing some of your tougher competition later in the season, you know what? If you can get two wins in the bag, Chuck, yep, it's a big deal.
But don't get two losses, because and then it's like just looking for a playoff spot, because the conference race, likely with two losses, you're out the door.
And that's part of what we were talking about with Fond du Lac, Chuck, falling to 0-4, 0-2 in conference play. Yes, they've faced a very tough schedule so far. They like to play tough teams, not conference, but boy, it just feels like you're scrapping the rest of the season when that happens.
All right, let's go to the Wisconsin Valley Conference, the 109th meeting between Stevens Point and Wisconsin Rapids. Mike Wentland makes his debut from Zaleski Sports on here. He's the voice of Spash, and they win 38-12 over Wisconsin Rapids. Give us a quick rundown here, Mike, what you saw of Spash tonight.
Yeah, usually you don't see too many trophy games in high school, but after Wisconsin Rapids wanted the whole River Jug back, they scored 2 minutes in, but then Spash 35 unanswered, including two touchdowns in the final 37 seconds of the half that involved a muffed kickoff. And with 11 seconds left, it was 28-6, and that was pretty much all she wrote. Senior quarterback Grant Chandon, another monster game for the Panthers. 155 yards passing and a score, 95 yards rushing and two scores, as the offense was really clicking, especially in the second quarter, as Spash moves to 3-1 overall. They're 2-0 now with the Valley. They've won nine straight conference games going back to going 7-0 last year, winning the Valley Football Association last year, as it was called. Wisconsin Rapids drops to 0-4, and they just really couldn't get anything going despite that first drive scoring. It's only a 2-yard drive on a short field. As Spash now, three wins in a row, they're looking very strong and able to repeat their title, and they keep the Old River Jug, and they were fired up about it down on the field. We got some pretty good footage on our live stream for it, for how fired up that team was to keep it in Stevens Point.
Very good. Good coverage tonight. Mike Wentland, Stevens Point, continues to win, taking control, maybe, of the Wisconsin Valley Conference. All right, our next stop, let's go back up to the Fox Valley, where Fond du Lac Springs was at historic Fruith Field tonight, taking on Laconia. Springs is ranked third in the state after their 3-0 start, now 4-0. They're playing the host of Laconia, and Springs flexed their muscles with a 49-7 win. Jordan King from Flyway Focus joins us, and Springs did it again tonight.
Yeah, Chuck, thanks for having me. You know, Springs got the opening kickoff, and it took just four plays to go 80 yards. Ended up with Ben Anderson, 61-yard touchdown to Garver Beekle, and that just set Springs off the way. They scored on every possession last week. They scored on every possession except for one this week. They led 35-0 at halftime. Anderson in the first half alone, 193 total yards is what I had him for, four total touchdowns. Running back Will Stellmacher added 77 yards on the ground, a touchdown there. A couple of highlights from that first half, obviously the long touchdown to Beekle. Anderson also found Jack Holtzman, a junior receiver for the Ledgers, for a 50-yard touchdown. That capped off a 77-yard drive. Springs was just machine-like tonight, once again. Things you come to expect from Springs over the course of a long time. And then 42 straight points, second half, started off with a touchdown, and then Holtzman capped off his great day with an 80-yard touchdown, kind of sealing things off. 49-7 the final, impressive against from Springs, 2-0 in the conference, 4-0 overall. the machine rolls on.
Yeah, they do. In Bob Hyland's final year, been there for over 50 years. Jordan King from Flyway Focus. Springs wins 49-7 over Laconia.
I was going to say, Chuck, it sounds like they're planning on scoring on every possession for the rest of the season to end Bob Hyland's career without an empty possession at the end of his 54 years at the helm. It's just a legendary career, though. Yeah. And we're going to be talking about their season right up through level four here on Football Friday Night because of the story of Bob Hyland in his final year with the Ledgers.
Ledgers weren't the only team at home in Fond du Lac tonight. Fond du Lac was at home playing host to Kimberly for the first time this year, the Cardinals, after three road games. Facing number one ranked team in Division I, Kimberly, Nick Van Knocker from KFIZ, our affiliate. Nick, 42-7 over Fond du Lac. Crushing loss for Fondy.
Yeah, it was a tough one for Fond du Lac tonight as Kimberly scored on their first three possessions. All three of those possessions they started in Fond du Lac territory at the 40-yard line, 30-yard line, and 11-yard line due to some poor special teams and a turnover by the Fond du Lac offense. They scored on all three of them, went up 21-0 in the second quarter. Fond du Lac pulled it to a two-touchdown game, the touchdown run by Mason Henschel, but that was the closest that they got in the game. Kimberly also had a 71-yard touchdown run, a 60-yard touchdown run. Number one Kimberly routes Fond du Lac 42-7. Fond du Lac will be fighting for their playoff lives next week. It doesn't get any easier, Chuck, as they take on Kakana up in Kakana.
And that's what I was going to say, is they're going up against a Kakana team that is now 2-0 in the FEA after they defeated Nina. A nice win for the Galloping Ghost tonight, 17-6. I mean, I'm looking at the back end of the schedule for Fond du Lac. They're going to have to get wins against Appleton East, Hortonville, Nina, and Oshkosh West, really, if they want to think about making the postseason.
Absolutely, Dan. I said going into this football game, they needed to win at least one out of the three games against Appleton North, Kimberly, or Kakana, and they fell to the first two, so it's a must-win for Fond du Lac if they want to make the playoffs here against the Ghosts next Friday night.
Good stuff. Thank you, Nick. Nick Van Knocker from KFIZ. Kimberly blows out Fond du Lac 42-7 to stay unbeaten. All right, let's head over to Cambria-Friesland against Randolph, a Trailways conference match, big early season matchup between these two. Mike Tronson, Tournament Tronson, the call for DailyDodge.com. Tronny, tell us about this one.
Well, guys, this game started with a bang because Randolph senior Ashton Fua, who was playing in his first game of the season, returned the opening kick 65 yards, and you tack on penalty yardage for a horse collar tackle. In just seconds into the game, Randolph had a first and 10, or first and goal, I should say, at the 7-yard line. Now, it took them four plays, but they punched it in on fourth and goal as Ben Paul, their quarterback, punched it in from a yard out, and they got a two-point conversion to go up 8-0. So you're thinking, hey, 2 minutes and 3 seconds into the game, we're going to see a lot of fireworks tonight. Well, we went a long time after that with no scoring plays. As a matter of fact, Randolph had a 16-play drive that spanned parts of the first and second quarters that ended when they fumbled it away. So 16 plays over 8 minutes, they didn't score. Cambria-Friesland then goes on a 20-play drive that went about 9 minutes, and they turned it over on downs. So each team only had three possessions in the first half, but Randolph then late in the third quarter got at it again. It was Ben Paul with his second touchdown, a 5-yard run, and he tacked on another one for the hat trick with 8:41 to go on the fourth, a 7-yard run. So Randolph wins it, but really this was a grinder and really was in doubt till fairly late in the game.
Good call, as always. Thank Mike. Mike, who's been doing it for nearly 30 years on that ESPN Beaver Dam and DailyDodge.com. Mike Tronson called Randolph's 22-0 win over Cambria-Friesland. Between you and I, just between you and I, the seventh reference of Lou Graham and Foreigner. We haven't had one in a while.
Yeah, and that's a nice win for Randolph. You know, they're going up against a ranked Cambria-Friesland team. The Hilltoppers were 2-1 coming in, ranked number 9 in D7, sure. But Randolph 1-2 on the season. Now they're 2-0 in the Trailways Conference. They've got good momentum after this shutout. Ben Paul, good two-way player for Randolph. Probably had a good night tonight for them as well.
All right, we're going to take a break here and come right back. We got to go up to Carson Park in Eau Claire, where your guy, Chuck Freeman, called his very first high school football game back in 1986.
That's like your favorite place in the world,
it
Chuck.
Is.
If there's going to be a heaven for you, it's going to be Carson Park.
I love Carson Park. I love me some Eau Claire. All right. Jeff Orlowski, doing a great job. Spin of the Dials. Our producer, my name is Chuck Friedman. Dan Pfeiffer, this is Football Friday Night. We're coming right back. There's been heartache
and pain. Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Jordan Berg of Granton High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Jordan is a three-sport athlete taking part in volleyball, hockey, and track and field, and loves the lessons that go with it.
I've had the opportunity to meet all sorts of different people. I've learned the value of hard work, perseverance.
She plans to make a career out of agriculture.
I love getting to tell people about it, getting to experience the different parts of it. Agriculture is really a strong part of who I am.
Jordan plans to run for Wisconsin FFA state office, and she wants to take a run at Allison Dairyland down the road.
To be Wisconsin's advocate for agriculture, to show people who don't know what agriculture is, what it actually stands for and what it is, but then to also be that voice for our agriculturalists, our farmers, our agronomists, people in the food service world, everybody. I want to be able to be that voice for them as well.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
To park at Eau Claire, I bet you any money he doesn't have a Foreigner reference. But he does good.
Yeah.
He does a great job behind the mic. Do you, Noah?
No, I wish I did. I just have Who and Beatle references.
Well,
but,
you know,
we had a...
You know something, though? You're right. Your voice is probably shot anyway because you had 80 points combined scored in your game. Noah Schwartz from iHeartRadio. Marshfield defeats Eau Claire Memorial 50-30. Wow.
Yeah, no, it was a great game. Both of these teams came in 0-3. And it was a very even game until about the end of the second half. It was a two-point game with Memorial trailing Marshfield. And then there was a throw toward the end zone
And it looked like Marshfield was going to score, but Eau Claire Memorial able to pick it off. But they returned it just to their own one-yard line. The very next play, they got a safety. Marshfield scored again before the half, and Memorial really was not able to battle back from that one. A lot of points on both sides, a lot of great execution from two teams that you might not expect it from on both sides. But still, just not enough for the Old Aves. But they've got a lot of good momentum that they can take into next week's game in the Crosstown Showdown against North here at Carson Park.
Good stuff, Noah. Noah Schwartz from iHeart in Eau Claire. He called Marshfield's 50-30 win over Eau Claire Memorial.
You know what will help that voice? A beverage that's cold as ice.
I think we had that reference already.
I haven't been keeping track. There's been too many, Chuck.
Grafton and Wisconsin Lutheran, another score fest. Grafton wins 43-34 in the Woodland Conference. Both of these teams were off opening week wins, and Grafton stays unbeaten in conference play. Zach Bellman, our guy from the Journal Sentinel, on hand for this score fest tonight. Hi, Zach.
How's it going, fellas? Yeah, a real barn burner between these two Woodland Conference foes. I think Grafton knows, you know, the D3 state qualifier last year, that they're going to get everybody's best shot, and they certainly got it from Wisconsin Lutheran tonight. We had four lead changes after halftime. It was a 24-21 with Grafton leading at the half, and then four lead changes from there, including this was the put-away score, actually came in the final 2 minutes. Grafton was driving with a three-point lead, I believe, and third and one from the goal line, they wildcat snap it to Tommy Lutz, the running back. He fumbles, but an offensive lineman for Grafton recovers to get to that 43 score and put it away. This one was a real entertaining matchup throughout. Definitely going to be two impressive teams to follow throughout the rest of Woodland play.
I'm looking at the remainder of the schedule for Grafton, and they alternate games that they should win and games against challenging teams. South Milwaukee with Milwaukee Lutheran and Shorewood Messwood, if you will, games that they should win. But in between, 2 weeks from now, they play at Greenfield, and 4 weeks from now, they're at Greendale. Those are going to be challenging contests. Nonetheless, Grafton, do you think they're on track right now to maybe go undefeated in the Woodland? How do you think they'll compare against a Greenfield or a Greendale?
Well, I got to say, they got to shore some things up defensively. I think there were more drives in this game that featured a 40-plus yard play than there were drives that didn't, if that makes sense. I mean, this game was just a track meet through and through, and I'm sure, Coach Norris is definitely going to have some notes for the defense after this one. Offensively, they look like world beaters. They can hit you in the runner pass with Brady Hilgart and Tommy Lutz leading that attack. Real impressive offensively, but they got to shore some things up on the defensive end.
Very good, Zach. Zach Bellman from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Grafton 43-34 over Wisconsin Lutheran in the Woodland Conference. All right, let's stay with his tag team partner from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Mike Whitlaw. We haven't talked to Mike for the last couple of weeks here, but he saw Marquette defeat Germantown 36-10, I believe that score was, in the Greater Metro Conference. Two teams with visions of a league title, Mike, Germantown and Marquette.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice again, Chuck. Feels like it's been a couple of months. But, it was poetic. The last touchdown of the game, Tommy Novotny scored from about 12 yards out, and he hit the old Stephen Curry night-night celebration to kind of let the Warhawks know that their night was done. And it was pretty poetic because it ended a 30-0 run for Marquette, who trailed late in the second quarter 10-6. Germantown was able to kind of move the ball in that vaunted Hilltopper defense, but they really turned it on at the end of the half. Special teams, especially Eric Smith, the Wisconsin commit, hit three field goals, one from 46. That might have been good from 66. They looked good in all three phases, and the defense really locked down the Warhawks in the second half. Obviously shut them out, took a 20-10 lead into the break, and then it was the Tommy Novotny show offensively, with another three touchdown performance. You can tell they've been running him hard. He walked off the field with an ice pack on his left knee. He was a little gimpy throughout, but the kid's just an absolute beast in the backfield. And Marquette has really bounced back from that week one loss to Arrowhead.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to kind of ask you about, is the fact that Marquette now has the momentum of three straight wins, and it seems like Keith Klistinski has this team just getting better and better each week. We were very high on Germantown coming into this week, and Marquette just handles them easily. It is a tough road to hoe in the Greater Metro Conference, but getting through Germantown, you're already through Brookfield East. Yes, you'll have to go up against Sussex Hamilton, and they've got a challenging game to end the season at McGuanago. That's going to be perhaps a preview of something in Level 3 or Level 4, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely, Fife. I mean, this Marquette team, it was funny, you know, Coach K, after the game, he really seemed fired up. It seemed like he really, really wanted this game for his program tonight. They know what's ahead. They know they have some tough games ahead. Obviously, everybody's got the Sussex game circled in the Greater Metro Conference. Everybody's going to be keeping an eye on that one. And then, obviously, the McGuanago game out of conference, that's a huge one for them. And like you said, you know, that's a team that could see down the line, you know, at level three, level four. So it's going to be fascinating to see this. They're still running a two-quarterback system, which is going to be interesting to watch. You know, it seems like they're kind of riding the hot hand there offensively. But like I said, you know, with Novotny running the way he is and their defense, if they play like they did, you know, the last, you know, two-plus quarters, it's going to be a team that could definitely make it back to Madison for sure.
Very good. Thanks, Mike. Michael Whitlow from the Journal Sentinel. Marquette rolls over Germantown 36-10. Let's go down to historic Horlick Field. Don Wadowitz, our buddy from Friday Night Lights at Historic Field, historic Horlick Field, powered by the Racine Raiders. Horlick 3-0 going into this game tonight, but this is their toughest game tonight, facing 2-1 Oak Creek in the SEC. Oak Creek beat them 28-13. Don Wadowitz, Don, tell us about this.
Yeah, guys, this was a great defensive battle in the first half. Horlick got on the board first, actually, with a 55-yard TD run by none other than Carson Fletcher. They held that lead till the final minute and a half of the first half when Oak Creek tied it up on a short passing play after a short drive that started at midfield. Went into the half tied at 7, and then coming out of halftime, it was just the running game of Oak Creek. The Nate Shop show, as he rattled off a 51-yard TD run, then on their next drive, a 71-yard TD run. Fletcher ended up getting another 70-yard touchdown himself off of a fumble that he picked up offensively and took to the house, but then Schopp, he put the exclamation point on it with a 10-yard TD run late in the game. Really good game between these two teams, but that Oak Creek offensive line just really wore down the Horlick defense.
Hey, Don, real quick, what's the feeling with the Horlick group right now? Because they had the momentum of those three wins to start the season, the big win over Racine Park. I mean, what did you see on the sidelines? Were heads still up after this one? Because they're not going to get a test like this, really, until they face Franklin in the final week of the season.
Yeah, they played hard the whole game. Heads are up. They know what Oak Creek brings. You're talking a team that can have a roster of 60 that have most guys playing just on one side of the ball versus Horlick, who has a lot of players on both sides. And I think just how they stood up to Oak Creek, especially in that first half, actually kind of gives them some confidence to say, hey, we can play with some of these bigger schools. And so when they get into this part of the season coming up against the Kenosha schools, where they really need to kind of take all three of those games, I think they can take a lot of confidence from this Oak Creek game still.
Very good. Thanks, Don. Don Wadowitz, 28-13, Oak Creek over Horlick. You know what I like about Don, in addition to him coming on our show? Whether it's 50 degrees or 90 degrees, Don, doing the play-by-play, is a pro's pro. He's coming there in this coat and tie. I like that.
Yeah, I will say this. He kind of moved away from that a little bit with the Racine Raiders this summer, but Don is the consummate pro.
Yep.
Very good. Don, though, he does not listen to Foreigner, I should say. He's kind of more into, like, indie rock type stuff.
Well, so. I did expect it. See, I would have bet that Don would have had a Foreigner reference, even if he would have stepped out of his genre there.
He likes stuff like Cake and, you know, like I say, that kind of like 90s indie rock sort of thing.
Well, that's news to me, any of that stuff. Mitch Marich from the Oshkosh Press. News to him is another ECC Badger small matchup. Port, again, a strong contender for the ECC. Taking on Portage tonight, Port Washington wins 49-14. Hello, Mitch from the Ozaki Press. Give us a rundown.
Hey guys, Port started this game keeping the theme of the night. They were pretty hot-blooded. They started this thing on a 17-play drive, 86 yards, covering almost 8 minutes. for a Cal Loose short touchdown run. He had two touchdown runs on the night, the quarterback. They got Josh Arnold going, the Eastern Central Wisconsin, or Eastern Central Receiver of the Year last year. He kind of had a slow start to the year. He had two touchdown catches of 41 and 34 yards, and he had an interception. He was a first-team defensive back, too. It was 27-6 at half. They were starting to take control, and then the second half, they put him away early. Fort Washington forced a punt. They scored a touchdown. They recovered a fumble. Hewitt Decker got a fumble. They scored on a Sam Paston short run. Then Colton Struckman got an interception, and they scored another touchdown. So they put this thing away early in the second half, and it looks like, if I had to guess, Plymouth and Port are kind of on a collision course in the ECC here.
Yeah, and that's where I was going to go with this. So now you've got all the crossover games out of the way between the East Central and the Badgers Small. You get back into conference play, and it really does look like it's Plymouth and Port Washington, Pirates and Panthers that are the ones. I mean, you've got Beaver Dam in that East Central as well. Maybe Kettle Moraine Lutheran rattles their saber a little bit, but ultimately it's going to be those two teams. I mean, from what you know, do you think one's any better than the other?
Well, it's tough. Port lost a fair amount to graduation. They replaced a bunch too. It's hard to tell. The scores are pretty close. Plymouth beat Porter's 28-0, and now 49-14 for Port. So, and I think, well, Plymouth was at 55 points against Lakeside Lutheran. Port had 32 last week. I think, boy, it'd be a close game with these two.
Very good, Mitch. Thank you. From the Ozaki Press. I love it every week. About Tuesday or Wednesday, he texts me the edition of the Ozaki Press. Color nice. Pictures, beautiful written, old school.
You don't get good layout anymore.
No.
Like, you don't find that online. And by the way, shout out to all of our reporters for being on the theme of the night, by the way, too. They're doing such a great job. I'm just impressed with how quick they are on their feet.
And young Mitch there, I didn't expect him to have a Foreigner reference, although Don Wadowitz did text me and said Jukebox Hero is in his wheelhouse.
Okay, I can see that. All right.
He said that. So, all right, some of the games tonight, you know, we're seeing some teams get their first loss. You know, Horlick did get their first loss tonight. You know, I the Big Rivers Conference does not have Eau Claire North and Eau Claire Memorial in it this year. You know, they moved out of it. They rearranged it. Wisconsin Valley's back to being the Wisconsin Valley. I'm going to ask that to Travis Wilson. He's from WisSports.net. He's going to be joining us next. But, you know, we got these different names of conferences and all that, and there's been some crossover games. There's also talk on my local show this week. Travis said there's some talk of a Classic 8 FVA crossover.
Wow. That would be unique.
Small chatter.
A team taking its first loss in the Big Rivers this week, Menominee. They got defeated by Rice Lake this week. We'll talk about that as
well. Yes, and we're going to hear that report coming up next. All right. This is Chuck Freeman, along with Dan Pfeiffer. We are here every Friday night on Football Friday Night, running down the scores, giving reports around the state. We are powered by WisSports.net. Tonight's show is brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. We are and will remain farmers at heart. We're going to have a scoreboard update coming up a little bit later on here in the final half hour. Travis Wilson joins us next here on Football Friday Night.
At Beck's, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Beck's. Founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BecksHybrids.com.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Macy Cross from Partyville High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Macy's in volleyball, track and field, and powerlifting and enjoys the lessons that sports has taught her. Macy's co-president of her FFA chapter. She's in 4-H and enjoys volunteering, working at the local food bank, and helping seniors with gardening projects.
We went to the local nursing home and we helped fix up their garden and weed it, plant some new stuff, get it looking fresh again.
Growing up on a farm, agriculture for Macy is a way of life.
It provides a lot of things besides just jobs. It's also how I've grown. It's pretty much all I've known. I've been around agriculture my entire life. It's definitely where I've learned to make the most connections and how I've gained many life skills.
Looking to college, she plans to double major in animal science and elementary education.
At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
the Larrabee and LePay podcast is back for season 3. On the latest episode, Wayne and Matt talk live with James White, former Badger running back and Super Bowl champion with the New England Patriots. You can hear that and every episode of the Larrabee and LePay podcast. Available anytime on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Presented by UW Credit Union. Here for every you.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Ever go to the trouble to grill or cook something only to have it lacking? Stop by Walsh's Ace Hardware and check out the extensive line of rubs, sauces, marinades, and brines. They have popular names like Meat Church, Big Mo, Myron Mixon, and Cosmos. Look for specialty items. Look for General's Hot Sauce, Lily's, and Bee's rubs you won't find everywhere. They even carry locally made sauces. Check out a new flavor and amp up that next cookout from Walsh's Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service will host a Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar on Wednesday, September 18th in Richland Center and Thursday, September 19th in Muscadet. We encourage people to sign up and attend the seminars to learn how to make a plan which makes the final decisions easier for your loved ones. This is a wonderful opportunity to learn how making simple choices can be one of the greatest gifts you can give to those you love. If you have questions or would like to sign up, please contact us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We look forward to seeing you at the Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar.
Thing to go and watch his son play. His son was at Brookfield East when he was coaching at Brookfield East, and then his son went up to play in college. So he was driving up there regularly, and he was like, hey, while I'm doing that, why don't I do some broadcasting as well? And we had some great times on the air, Chuck.
Gotcha. Rice Lake took on Menominee. And this is another Big Rivers matchup. Rice Lake, the top-ranked team in Division II, facing Menominee. And Menominee was coming off last week's huge win over Hudson in the BRC. Who'd win tonight? Rice Lake, 36-19. Who'd cover the game? Our guy, Jason Zaleski from Zaleski Sports. Rice Lake showed who's number one tonight, didn't they, Jace?
Yeah, they certainly did. They held a 14-13, a one-point lead at halftime before finishing it off. As you said, Chuck, 36-19, over 400 yards on the ground for the Rice Lake Warriors. They were led 2 touchdowns from Tanner Koltunski along the way. A really dominating performance, especially from the ground. They did have to stave off a passing attack from the Mustangs, over 300 yards tonight from Brady Johnson. But Rice Lake on the ground, too much for the Mustangs.
Very good. Thank you. Jason Zaleski from Zaleski Sports. Rice Lake taking a stranglehold, early stranglehold, in the Big Rivers Conference. Like I said, it's odd not seeing Eau Claire North and Eau Claire Memorial in the Big Rivers Conference.
Yeah, but a statement win for Rice Lake tonight of all of the teams that they're going to go up against. Menominee, one of the top ones in the Big Rivers. You know, you got to line up what they're going to do against New Richmond next, but you know what? Rice Lake right now looking like the team to beat, not just in the Big Rivers, maybe in all of Division II.
Well, once again, that's just how good their team is. I mean, you look, that's just up the road from Eau Claire. That's just up the road up on 51 there? Yeah, just up the road there. Got a McDonald's I used to stop in on the way to Duluth in Rice Lake. I've been doing sports in Duluth, Minnesota back in the 90s.
Certainly within shouting distance of your favorite place, Carson Park.
What is the biggest surprise on the board to you tonight?
You know, looking around at everything that's been going on, there's not a ton of surprises tonight. It's not like it was in, say, a couple of the non-conference weeks where we were still kind of sorting out who's who as the season goes along. You know, as I'm looking at the board here, really, it's kind of tough to find any real upsets that have gone up this evening. Some of the results, though, the nature of the scores, like Homestead with that big win over Whitefish Bay, 48-10. That's a little bit surprising that they beat them as badly as they did. Looking at Mount Horeb Barneveld, they're a very good team. We knew that they were going to do a good job against Watertown, but 50-20. That's a really big win for them. Sun Prairie West, not a surprise that they lose to Wanakee, but Wanakee big over them, 48-0. Sun Prairie West, a newer program after the split between the two Sun Prairie schools, and they're 0-4 to start the season. And, you know, they at least got some early victories last year. This year, it's looking like it might be a struggle for them. So maybe not necessarily upsets per se, but I do think that we're seeing some results tonight where the nature of the win is a little bit surprising.
Having two high schools in a one high school town divides the talent. They wanted to do that at the Fond du Lac maybe 25 years ago, 30 years ago, and it got voted down. And they did it in Sun Prairie, and obviously the vote went through. And we're going to, you know, again, when you divide the talent, it's going to be tough for both of these schools. I mean, it's
you
reality.
You move down a division. You go to Division II from Division I. So, I mean, we've seen Sun Prairie East still
but
have
I look
success
at West Bend.
In the postseason.
You know, West Bend's got two high schools.
Well, technically they have two high schools. It's actually the
same building
yes.
But two high schools.
Right.
But it was one high school.
Yeah, and it's been a struggle for the West Bend schools athletically. I mean, there's a balance. You get participation when you have two schools. There are more kids who get to play, but you might not have the same level of success.
All right, Travis Wilson joining us right now from wissports.net. Travis Wilson, a bunch of games that on the docket tonight. The Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week, Stanley Boyd and Mondovi. That one got voted in as one of the big games of the night. But I want to ask you quickly about this Rice Lake game. Over Menominee, a convincing win. Rice Lake looks just as strong as they've been in the past couple of years.
Absolutely. They had a ton of talent coming back from last year's Division III state championship team. Jacob Coons at quarterback. You had Connor Durand. You had Lucas Peters, a couple of really strong two-way players. So there's a reason that they were picked, even though they're bumped up to D2 this year by the tournament performance factor. Reason that they were picked number one in the coaches' poll in D2 and as one of the favorites in the Big Rivers Conference. So, yeah, they just keep trucking along. And I mean, that offense that they run, the flex bone and the way they run it is so good, so tough to stop, so tough to prepare for. It's the anomaly anymore, and they run it to perfection. So, yeah, that's a great team, and that was a heck of a game this week.
Travis, I want to ask you a couple questions about the FVA, because Kimberly gets that big win over Fond du Lac tonight, 42-7. Kakana with a nice win over Nina, 17-6. And you've got Appleton North, who's now 2-0 in the FVA after they defeat Oshkosh West. Maybe haven't had as challenging of a schedule thus far. Kimberly does look like the monster in the room, but for teams like Nina and Fond du Lac, are they looking up at Kakana right now and thinking that maybe they're competing for third place against a team like that?
Well, the FVA is very deep, a very, top-heavy a little bit. Kimberly's going to be there, we know that. But Kaukauna is an outstanding football team. Nina is very good, even though they went down tonight. Appleton North is always a tough opponent. Fond du Lac, even though they're 0-4, I mean, we've talked about them, I think, a couple of times now, and I've talked about it with Chuck. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have the toughest schedule in the state the first 5 weeks. They're 0-4 right now, but they have played teams that are the best in the state. Now, they got to get a win at some point, but they'll be there at the end. They're not going to be in the conference race at this point, but you know, they could make a run in the playoffs like we saw last year. So, I mean, there's a reason that the FBA and the Classic Eight are arguably the two best conferences in the state. And it's going to be a fun race to watch the rest of the way.
Quick trip in Wisconsin, Dairy Game of the Week. We mentioned Stanley Boyd and Mondovi, two unbeaten teams, two ranked teams. Stanley Boyd winning tonight, 18-12 over Mondovi. Give us a little rundown on the Orioles this year.
Well, very good football team. A lot coming back this year. Jeff Koenig has had a good amount of success there over the years. They hadn't quite been at the same elite level, you know, the last, I don't know, three, 4 years as we've seen. They won a state title a few years, well, actually it's getting close to a decade ago or maybe more than a decade ago, I can't remember. But a really good program, and Jeff Koenig does things the right way. The Clover Belt Conference is outstanding. They still have Regis on their schedule, who's one of the elite teams in the state as well. So a great win for Stanley Boyd tonight over an outstanding Mondovi team. Let's not forget, Mondovi had a canceled game last week when they were supposed to play Osseo Fairchild. And they picked up a game against Winona, Minnesota. I don't know the exact enrollment, but that's a big school. And Mondovi went out and beat them by a couple touchdowns. So Mondovi's very, very good. They were ranked number one in Division Six coming in. They're going to be a very good football team, but that's a heck of a win by Stanley Boyd.
Let's head to the Classic Eight, where there was a huge rivalry game and a huge game in terms of the rankings. Almost was your WISSports.net game of the week between Maguanago and Muskego. Maguanago gets that 34-24 victory. And I call that a temperature game because that's kind of how you get the feel for which of those two programs might be better making their way deeper into the Classic Eight season. I'm looking at Maguanago, and I'm looking at Arrowhead right now, and in my mind, it's tough to determine who is the better program between those two teams. Arrowhead has had to fight back in a few games, but I'm telling you, Maguanago, with this nice 10-point win over Muskego tonight, it's going to be tough to count them out.
Well, it sets the tone for sure. You know, Maguanago and Muskego has been one of the best rivalries in the state the last 5-6 years or so. Would not be surprised to see them play again in the playoffs. They've played twice a few different times in recent years. So Muskego will probably get their shot again. And it's a long way from over in the Classic Eight. As good and as tough as that league is, you know, Muskego could stay the course and get back into the conference title race. You've got three really elite teams, Muskego, Maguanago, and Arrowhead. But Oconomowoc has looked very good this year. So it's not over by any means, and Cut Moraine's still in the mix. So, you know, it would not be a surprise to see a shared title in the Classic Eight.
Got about 2 minutes left. Eau Claire North and Eau Claire Memorial. I just think that naturally, I always think Big Rivers Conference. They're not in it anymore. What was the decision for them to move out of that conference and now in the Wisconsin Valley, where you got teams from Eau Claire, Rapids, and teams in the Wausau area right now?
Well, there's just not enough big school teams anymore, especially in that northern and northwestern part of the state. So there had to be some kind of alignment to get enough teams in a conference. And I believe that I don't know how far this is going back, but Eau Claire has been in a league with some of those teams in the past. I don't know what it was called and or how the configuration was exactly, but they've played them in non-conference games many times as well. So it's not ideal, but again, when you only have a limited number of large school teams in the northern part of the state, you got to find a way to configure it and make it work. The old Wisconsin Valley, which is, I guess, now the Wisconsin Valley again, but mm-hmm. You're looking at the Wausau schools, the Stevens Point, Marshfield, DC Everest, but Rhinelander, who's been in there in the past, Merrill, I mean, those schools have gotten smaller where they don't really fit in that league anymore. So you got to bring a couple teams from somewhere. The last, 10 years or so, they've brought over teams from the Fox Valley, Appleton East, and Hortonville, and the old BFA configuration, so got to make it work somehow.
Very good, Travis. Travis, enjoy your weekend. Travis Wilson from WISSports.net. Follow him on Twitter, @TravisWSN. Read his stuff on WISSports.net. His previews, his analysis later on in the weekend as well. All good stuff throughout the week. Our guy, Travis Wilson from WISSports.net. This is Chuck Freeman, Dan Pfeiffer on Football Friday Night. We're coming right back.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith,
our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Wisconsin's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play!
Yeah!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is Football Friday Night.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Final score, though, guys. Lancaster was a 28-12 winner. They were up 7-0, scored a second touchdown with 7 seconds left in the half, and then the Hornets scored the next two touchdowns. They got within 14-12 with just over 3 minutes to play, but Lancaster scored a couple of late touchdowns, kind of wore them down, and they get the win. The Hornets will keep searching for that win. One other game I wanted to mention from our area that we covered, the Ithaca Bulldogs, now 4-0 to start the year, 2-0. They beat Bangor tonight. Bangor led 10-0 at halftime. Ithaca scored 14 unanswered points, and they get a win against their longtime playoff nemesis. So the Bulldogs are now 4-0 and 2-0 in the Scenic Bluffs, the first year they're in the Scenic Bluffs.
We're going to get some Ithaca coverage coming up here in the next couple of weeks on that. There's no question.
Yes, absolutely.
About that. Absolutely.
Sounds good. Hey, real quick, tell us about Nolan Wolf. Had 725 yards passing coming into this week for Lancaster. Flying arrows, more like flying footballs, it sounds like.
Absolutely, yes. You know, and he ran the ball a little bit more tonight, but a real durable-looking quarterback. And he's also the kicker for field goals and extra points, too. So, yeah, he's a good-looking quarterback.
Phil, thank you. Have yourself a great weekend. Phil Nee, who's interviewed Lou Graham. something us three guys in the studio have never done. Phil Nee from WRCO Radio at Richland Center, 28-12 Esau Lancaster's win over Richland Center.
I'm starting to think we just need to do a music show like Phil Nee does. Well, I mean, we could pull it off. This has almost been a Foreigner tribute show.
Kind of. You know, I'm up for that. Classic country, I told you, is my thing to do, but we'll see. All right, let's get to the scoreboard. In the Milwaukee area tonight, the Classic 8, Maguanago down Muskego, 34-24. Heartland Arrowhead, 36-13 over Pewaukee. Oconomowoc, 28-7, defeating Waukesha West. Greater Metro Conference, Marquette, 36, Germantown, 10. Sussex Hamilton, 27, Brookfield Central, 10. North Shore Conference, Homestead, 48, Whitefish Bay, 10. Slinger, 38, West Bend West, 7. Cedarburg defeats Nicolet, 42-14. Parkland Conference, it was Catholic Memorial, 58-0. No problems over West Dallas Central. New Berlin West downed Waukesha North, 43-36. Also in the Parkland, Wauwatosa East, 42-7, rolling by Waukesha South. Wauwatosa West, 15-13 over to Berlin Eisenhower in the Parkland Conference as well. In the SEC, Franklin, 38-0 over Racine Park. Oak Creek, 28-13, defeating Racine Horlick. Bradford from Kenosha over Indian Trail, 28-21. Grafton in the Woodland Conference, 43-34 over Wisconsin Lutheran to stay unbeaten. Greendale, 63-8 over Messwood. Greenfield, 27-6, defeating Milwaukee Lutheran. Metro Classic, Racine St. Catharines, 20-6 over Lake Country Lutheran. And in the Southern Lakes Conference, Lake Geneva Badger, 42, Waterford, 14.
Let's move west to Madison and other areas in the southwest part of the state. We start with Wanakee. No issues with Sun Prairie West tonight. The Wolves are now 0-4 to start the season after the Warriors of Wanakee shut them out by the final score of 48-0. It was the Cardinals of Sun Prairie East defeating Fort Atkinson by the final score of 55-14. Monona Grove over DeForest by the final score of 31-24 in a good game in the Badger Large. Also in the Badger Large, it was Milton defeating Oregon by the final score of 12-7. Crossover games between the Badger Small and the East Central Conference, the last of the 2 weeks that we get these crossover games. It was the Badger Small teams on the road this week, getting wins on the road, Mount Horeb, Barneveld, and Stoughton. The Vikings of Mount Horeb, Barneveld defeated Watertown by the final score of 50-20. Stoughton shut out Kewaskum by the final score of 47-0. It was Beaver Dam getting a win at home out of the East Central against Sauk Prairie, 47-14. Kettle Moraine Lutheran, the Chargers, topped the Crusaders of Edgewood, 33-20. It was the Plymouth Panthers over Lakeside Lutheran, 55-13, and Port Washington had no issues with Portage. 49-14 was your final score in that one. Big 8, Verona over Madison Memorial. The Spartans were off to a 3-0 start, but they take their first loss of the season. Close game, low-scoring game. Verona, 10. Madison Memorial, 0. Middleton over Janesville Craig tonight in the Big 8, 35-26. And it was Madison West over Janesville Parker, 12-7. Non-conference contest because of some cancellations and teams that were playing 8-man. Belleville was supposed to go up against Abundant Life St. Ambrose. However, they've decided to play 8-man football this year. So, instead, they went up against Lake Mills tonight. And it was the Elcats defeating Belleville, doubling them up. Filled my eyes with that double vision. 40-20. Your final score in that one. Shutout football, Columbus over Houstoncon. 46-0, your final score in the Capital Conference. Six Rivers Conference, Potosi-Cassville, the number one team in Division 7. They defeat River Ridge, 20-12. It was Prairie du Chien over Platteville, 41-13. Lancaster, the Flying Arrows, defeat Richland Center, 28-12 in the SWC. And it was the Rockets of Randolph, shutting out Cambria-Friesland by the final score of 22-0.
The top games of the Fox Valley and Northeastern Wisconsin. Fox Valley Association play. Kimberly, the number one ranked team in Division 1, 42-7, winning at Fond du Lac. Kakana downs Nina, 17-6. Appleton North, 24. Oshkosh West, 7. Bay Conference, Seymour Thunder, 33-7, downing Appleton Xavier. New London, 24-14 over Shawano. Eastern Wisconsin, Keel defeats Brilliant, 45-13. In the Flyway Conference, Mayville gives Campbellsport the first loss, 15-9. Springs stays unbeaten. Fond du Lac, St. Mary Springs, the Ledgers, 49-7 over Laconia. And in the Northeastern Conference, the big game there tonight was Wrightstown defeating Luxembourg-Casco, 28-14.
Up in the Northwoods, Woods. It was the Evergreens of D.C. Everest moving to 3-1 on the season and 2-0 in Wisconsin Valley play. They got a 24-14 win over the Warriors of Wausau West. Spash, the Panthers. They're now also 2-0 in the Wisconsin Valley. They claim the Old River Jug game by the final score of 38-12 over the Red Raiders of Wisconsin Rapids. They're still looking for their first win of the season. The Colby Hornets shut out Loyal Greenwood, new co-op program, 44-0. Your final score in the CWC Large and in the Great Northern Conference. Mosinee, now 3-1 on the season and 2-0 in conference play after a 26-7 win over the Thunderbirds of Lakeland.
When we were talking about our favorite conference names last week, not our favorite conferences, but conference names, Greater Northern Conference. I like the Great Northern Conference. I like that.
Especially for the Northwoods. That's a good
yes, one. Absolutely. The Six Rivers, put that in there too. I don't even know if there's Six Rivers around the Six Rivers. How do they get
there
Six
must
Rivers?
Be.
There must be.
It's got to be named for a reason, right?
I suppose. Where do we go next? Oh, the Eau Claire area. Big Rivers Conference. I know there's some big rivers in the Big Rivers Conference.
Maybe there's six of them.
There's not six. Rice Lake defeats Menominee 36-19. Rice Lake Warriors, the number one ranked team in Division III. It was New Richmond over Hudson, 19-14. Also in the river, in the Big Rivers, it was River Falls falling to Chi High. Chippewa Falls now 3-1. The Chi High Cardinals 34-21. Over River Falls. Also, in the Cloverbelt Conference, Stanley Boyd edged out Menominee 18-12. That was the game of the week on wissports.net. Also, games in the Heart of the North Conference, St. Croix Falls defeats Northwestern 28-6. Mississippi Valley Conference, Sparta 49, Toma 21. Onalaska 42-38, defeating La Crosse Central. And one more score, Wisconsin Valley, Marshfield over Eau Claire Memorial, 50-30.
A lot of points scored in that contest. And we've been talking about teams that came into this week 3-0, those who are leaving 4-0, as well as those who are departing 3-1. Mentioned Lakeland falling to Mosinee. Lakeland came in 3-0 on the season. Mosinee gets that nice victory is in that well-named Great Northern Conference. They take command. Meanwhile, you go to the Fox Valley, and a 3-0 Wrightstown team that's the number one ranked team in Division 5 gets a nice doubling up win over Luxembourg Casco, 28-14 in the Northeastern Conference. They're looking pretty good. We talked at length about the FVA Kimberly getting the win over Fond du Lac. Fond du Lac with that tough schedule to start the season. Kimberly now 3-0 to start the season. They had to, they didn't get one of their non-conference games, but they're 2-0 in FVA play. Yep. And how up in the air the FVA is. Things are starting to sort themselves out, Chuck.
Well, 2 years in a row, Kimberly has played a team from the City Conference in Milwaukee, mm-hmm. and there was a forfeit in the first game. So they could not get that. They did not play. They won on forfeit. Last week, North Fond du Lac had to forfeit their game against Campbellsport in the Flyway Conference. 16 of the 32 players had whooping cough.
There's stuff going around right now.
It is.
Yeah. Got to be careful.
It is. And so the health department shut them down, said you can't play.
Yeah.
Said you couldn't play. So the ECC Conference, I'm interested in this race between Port Washington and Plymouth. Port Washington, traditional power. Long time ago, they had a great coach named Al Ernest, Hall of Famer, and Portage. That's just a traditional. There's certain schools that are just traditionally have strong football programs. Port has got a history of that.
You know, when we talked with both Mitch Marsh and Craig Bone about those games that Port Washington and Plymouth played tonight, both of them got victories. Both won big. Port Washington defeated Portage by the final score of 49-14. It was Plymouth over Lakeside Lutheran, 55-13. And the general consensus is, we're going to have to see these two teams duke it out on the playing field to know which one's the better one. There's not really much of a difference between these two teams in terms of what we're seeing right now. That matchup is going to come in Week 7. It will be at Plymouth High School, and we will be looking forward to it, Chuck.
Chippewa Falls off to a 3-1 start after their win over River Falls. They went west tonight and got the job done. Chi High now 3-1 overall, and got a feeling that Chi High might be on its way toward a playoff berth in the Big Rivers Conference.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to make sense of the Big Rivers Conference after Rice Lake. You know, Menominee falls to Rice Lake tonight. Hudson loses tonight to New Richmond. So, yeah, you are looking at Chi High, perhaps as a team that's going to compete with New Richmond to try and be that team that will maybe be a step down from Rice Lake. But, you know, Chuck, all around the state, like I say, we're starting to figure out who the really good teams are. We're starting to see some consistency, and that's what we find out more about as the year goes along. Be a fan, Chuck.
That's going to do it for Jeff Orlowski, our great producer. Producer today. He's doing a hell of a job. All right, that's Dan Pfeiffer. This is Chuck Freeman. This is Football Friday Night. Oh,
for the things I've done and said. But when I win your heart, I'm gonna paint it cherry red. I don't wanna talk about it. What you did to me.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service will host a Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar on Wednesday, September 18th in Richland Center and Thursday, September 19th in Muscadet. We encourage people to sign up and attend the seminars to learn how to make a plan which makes the final decisions easier for your loved ones. This is a wonderful opportunity to learn how making simple choices can be one of the greatest gifts you can give to those you love. If you have questions or would like to sign up, please contact us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We look forward to seeing you at the Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.